UW Oshkosh is taking the lead from a movement in the United Kingdom, where there are already 70 fair trade schools. The school is pledging to use products certified by the Fair Labor Association whenever possible. Chancellor Richard Wells says that'll include fair trade coffees and teas. He also says the school's food service contractor is on board.
And basically it means we're going to try to do our best to help ending trade injustices that lead a lot of people living in poverty throughout the world, and by really doing our very best to consume things, so to speak, that are produced by people that are getting a living wage and they're working in humane conditions.
Last year, UW Oshkosh started using cage-free eggs in its cafeterias. Wells says that did add a few cents onto the cost of students' meal plans. He doesn't yet have an estimate on how much the fair trade effort will cost.
It's not something that's in any real sense very significant. I think we're more concerned with the cost of not doing that.
Wells says his school stopped buying UW Oshkosh-themed clothing that was produced in sweatshop conditions several years ago. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.